From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian activists say government warplanes have again struck the site of an earlier chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that one woman was killed and three people wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in Khan Sakhun. That's where the Syrian Air Force allegedly targeted and used chemical weapons against civilians earlier this week. The warplanes carrying out Saturday's alleged raid are believed to have flown from Al-Shariat, the airbase targeted Friday by the U.S. in a punitive barrage of cruise missiles. Meanwhile, U.S.-led airstrikes killed a total of 21 people, including a woman and her six children, outside the Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa. Activist groups and the Syrian government say U.S.-led coalition planes hit a boat carrying civilians across the Euphrates River. Separately, an airstrike on an Islamic State-held village killed at least 14 civilians, including several children. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson has canceled plans to visit Moscow just hours before he was set to leave London as tensions escalated between the United States and Russia over Syria. British officials say that Johnson's trip was called off after the British foreign minister consulted his American counterpart Rex Tillerson. The Secretary of State is himself due to visit the Russian capital in a few days. Meanwhile, a Russian frigate armed with cruise missiles was headed into the Mediterranean. According to Russian state media, the ship, the Admiral Grigorovich, will dock at Tartus on the Syrian coast. This